Crows take on Port Saturday from 3:40 at Amy. Joining us is Adelaide Crows GM of Footy Ops, David Noble. Nobes, thanks for your time.
Good evening. Good afternoon, boys. How are you going?
Amy Stadium, tickety-boo, right for AFL. Double thumbs up.
Yeah. I think the boys have done a great job here, the keeper, the groundkeepers, to get the ground to a point where everyone's got a tick-off. So, yeah, we're happy and comfortable with where that's at.
So when can you get back on the oval? Because you've been training at Thebe.
Yeah, so we're likely to maybe get a run late next week, Rowie, or the following week. So we'll just be guided by those guys in regards to where that's at. So, look, it's what it is. We're moving into the season and, no major issues.
In terms of the game this week, David, what's the plan? Is it going to be full-strength lineup?
Yeah, that is big. So I think the build-up from Walshy early on was to give the guys that needed a run in the first game against North and have a look at the younger group that impressed through the pre-season, and then, you know, we dropped the Dangerfields and Douglas and Jacobs back in last week, and so, yeah, that I guess the pressure's on now to, you know, to select a side that's more likely to be vying for round one this week. So, yeah, he's very much in a full dress rehearsal mode.
So how do you go here? I'm not sure how many players you're allowed to use, but do you still limit that to maybe just playing 22 or playing 22 in the first half and then a different 22 in the second half so you get to replicate those the rotations and what's going to happen in round one? Is that the way you'll go about it?
Yeah, there's still the rules from the NAB Cup that we've got to comply to, but I guess you can run the interchange or the subs according to how you would, you know, closer to the game from that side of things. So yeah, we'll try to replicate as close as we can to that, knowing that if someone did happen to get a niggling injury, we've still got that extra sub there to utilise.
And how did the coaching group go last week? The dynamic of having that team together—that was the first time you'd had that. Were they happy with how it went?
Yeah, they were. Nice and composed and calm in the box. There's no points on offer, so we'll wait and see until we get to the heat of battle. But, yeah, no, I think overall they were quite pleased with how they functioned. I think the information flow was pretty good. As far as I know, I think they've reviewed the game according to how they operated, so I think they were pretty happy.
Where do you think the group's at compared to this time last year? If you talk about game style and exactly how Phil Walsh wants them to play.
Look, that's a really difficult one to answer, Rowie, because you're coming against trying to compare something where you've had two or three years of a set plan and the evolvement of a plan to going into now something that we've probably tweaked and manoeuvred and manipulated around as to some of Walshy's, you know, key aspects of what he wants. Probably by the time we get to round four, I reckon I'll probably be in a better position to look at that if you were, you know, after a comparison, which I reckon is probably unfair. But I think that they've taken the understanding of what they've wanted or Phil's wanted them to implement into the game. I think we've already seen some signs in there, and I think our fans that have probably watched a couple of games would say they've probably seen some nice subtle changes moving into the heading of the season.
In terms of fitness-wise, I heard you attribute Phil the quote that said they're the fittest group he's ever seen. Was that correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, he stand by that. He said he hasn't worked with a fitter group and been massively impressed with the way that they've taken on the workload and I guess the mindset of attacking that particular program.
I guess what most people eyebrows raise, having worked at Port Adelaide last year, and people would think, well, they put the runs on the board. That's must have a lot of confidence in the way they've been prepared this year then.
Yeah, look, he's an experienced campaigner, we know that, and, you know, he spends a lot of time researching and understanding what level he wants a group or wanted to get a group to when, you know, he took the reins of an AFL club. So that was certainly an area that he was really clear all the way through the interview process of his understanding and interest in that, in the GPS and the fitness side of things. So, yeah, look, it's a pleasing credit for both our playing group, but I think our PPT group, you know, headed up by Nick Poulos and Matty Boat, I think, you know, they've done a fantastic job to work with a new coach coming in and a new regime and the standards that he's wanted attained.
Whew, that's good news, isn't it? That gives a lot of people confidence. Hey, Nobes, will Jake Lever play this year?
You'd like to think so, Roy. You know, it's a bit long. You know, how long's a piece of string? It's probably got the talent, you know, whether or not, you know, he's able to string the amount of games at SANFL level. Yeah, you would like to think so. And I think a number of our guys have have shown a capacity of what they can do at training. You know, you go from a Ramsey to a Wig, you know, to a Lever. You know, I think there's a number of guys that you'd put in that mix that have shown enough to suggest that should the right circumstances and form apply, then, yeah, they could put some pressure on the play.
Oh, I get it's only one game and only early, and Lever's going to be a ripper. Everything we've heard from the players said that he's going to be another tall, elite defender and just a quality lad. So I get that tick, that's in the box. But what do you say to buffheads like me that watched Cockatoo play against Geelong last week, and he was pick 10, you gave up pick 10, and we got all excited with ourselves and thinking, what the hell did you do? No!
Well, it's all based on needs. Mm. You know, we could have put another speedster into the team, but, you know, we would have been having this conversation saying, well, why didn't you pick a key position player?
Correct.
Look, time will tell. You know, I think it was the same conversation we had, Rowe, when we looked at Brad Crouch, you know, when we did the deal with Brad Crouch versus a Kennedy and the move that we had to make when we lost Phil Davis. So, look, I think time will ease that. I mean, all I can say to our to our supporters and members is that, you know, we're really comfortable with what Lever's done, and we understand where he's in the long-term scheme of things. And, you know, going forward, if he does happen to pinch a game throughout the year, I think you'll quite clearly see what we saw in him.
Yeah, and I understand it's over the journey, but, you know, what people don't want, they, you know, Franklin or Tamling, you know, McLeod or Groom, but I don't think the gap with this one's that big, no.
I think our history, Roey, of what we've done as a club in the last 3 or 4 years stands itself on its own, its own credit.
A couple of blokes we haven't seen, Nobes. Mac Crouch and Luke Loudon, they're not on your injured list. How are they progressing? Are they likely to play at SNFL level soon?
Yeah, pretty close. Matty Crouch has been back full training, so he's going okay. Trained really well last week, and Luke Loudon's just being managed with a little bit of a delay that he had sort of coming into the pre-season, bit of extra time with holidays and that was owed through his sort of late finish to the year. So, yeah, look, they'll certainly be going around in the state league, if not, you know, this week, then the following week.
So Luke Loudon's okay. He's got no ailments.
No, look, I think they're just managing where he's at based on being a little bit... he had an Achilles when he first came into pre-season last year. So they're just managing again that load capacity to get those guys ready to play a full season. You know, we're probably more diligent than I think what we've ever been before, are we, in making sure. I mean, I know everybody keeps hearing it and you keep saying, oh, you know, you're managing, so therefore they must be injured. But legitimately, you know, we want to have them all going towards, you know, and up and going through the season. So therefore, you need to make sure that a number of boxes are ticked in regards to how much ground they've covered, how much speed they've, you know, ticked off. It is quite technical, but he's just getting through that period of us managing correctly at the moment.
Have you got any safeguards in place that a player won't do a Ryan Crowley?
Well, we're always, you know, as diligent as we can be. You know, it's about education. It's making sure that your protocol's in place. You just make sure that constantly reminding the players and getting them to understand the implications of all that aspect of the, you know, the drug policy, because it, you know, it does become such a consuming, you know, issue once it hits. We've had our own fair share of those types of things, and it does. It takes a lot of man hours. It takes a lot of time to manage those areas. So, yeah, look, we just constantly, you'd never say, you know, never, but you just constantly make sure that your protocols are constantly checked on a regular basis.
And those, we only half hour ago saw a quick bit of vision of Brent Riley on the Crows website, just talking to all the supporters. That is fantastic news for everyone, just to get a look and to see that he's in good nick.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it was something that we've sort of been working with Brent and Jamie to, you know, make sure they've been comfortable with it and his family. And it was great to see him, you know, be able to put something of his own out there to thank a lot of people. And let's just get him healthy and then see what happens from there.
David, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck this weekend against Port Adelaide in the, I guess it's a mini showdown, but it's really the final game in preparation for what is hopefully a successful year ahead.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
David Noble, our guest.